Later this afternoon, Democrats in Maine are holding caucuses that will help determine their delegates to the Democratic Convention. Fred Bever reports on politics for Maine Public Radio. He joins us from Portland. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Brian.
I know or understand that both Howard Dean and Dennis Kucinich have been spending some time up there. Does it seem to be paying off for them?
Well, Kucinich has been here five times, and he's targeted college students and left-leaning Democrats, and Maine has a tradition of sort of bucking the trend, so I think Kucinich is hoping for that contrarian vote. Governor Howard Dean is also trying to lay claim to that contrarian mantle. However, he's been seen as more of a mainstream candidate, and now those mainstream Democrats seem to be turning more towards John Kerry.
Mm-hmm. And Senator Kerry, of course, like Governor Dean, from a neighboring state, in this case Massachusetts, does he seem to be the front runner up there as he is across the nation?
He had a fairly triumphant visit to Maine on Thursday, and that day he got the endorsement of Governor John Baldacci of Maine. Governor Baldacci's sister and brother have both been working for Kerry, so he's well known here, as is Howard Dean. But again, the momentum is shifting towards that front runner.
And what seems to be on people's minds from those you've spoken with? What are the big issues up there in this caucus season?
The two things I'm hearing most are health care and electability. And on health care, both Dean and Kerry get a lot of support from Democrats here. It's electability, however, that appears to be swaying people towards Kerry at this point.
Fred Bever reports on politics for Maine Public Radio. Thank you, Fred.
You're welcome, Brian.
Tyler Whitley is a political writer for the Richmond Times-Dispatch in Richmond, Virginia. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
John Edwards is putting a lot on Virginia. He's hoping the momentum he got from winning in South Carolina, the fact that he's from the South, will help him out in Virginia, where the primary is going to be held on Tuesday. Do you think he has reason to be optimistic?
Only somewhat. A poll at the middle part of last week showed John Kerry with a 34 percentage point to 25 percentage point lead over Edwards. I think Edwards has narrowed the gap since then. He's been campaigning hard in Virginia. He's running TV ads, and his message resonates better with Virginians than Kerry's. And Kerry didn't come into the state until last night.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you think that, you know, the Southern strategy is going to play as well in the Washington suburbs as it might down in Southside Virginia, and whether or not that helps John Kerry.
I think it does help John Kerry. I think he'd do very well in Northern Virginia, and Northern Virginians tend to vote fairly heavily in presidential-type politics, not so much so in the state politics. So I think that's going to be a big benefit to John Kerry.
Tyler Whitley is a political writer for the Richmond Times-Dispatch in Richmond, Virginia. Thank you, Tyler.
Glad to be with you.
Sandra Roberts is managing editor of Opinion at the Tennessean in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to the show, Sandra.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
John Edwards has staked a great deal on Tuesday's primaries in Virginia and Tennessee based on his Southern heritage. How's he going over in Tennessee?
He is going over just fine, except he's still in a good third place right now. The Clark campaign came to the state early. When Edwards was in Iowa, the Clark campaign was very active in Tennessee. And right now it looks like it's Kerry, Clark, and Edwards. But Edwards is, I think, pulling up rather quickly. So.
Mm-hmm. And what issues seem to be on people's minds that you've talked to and that have spoken to your reporters?
The economy, jobs, the deficit, mm-hmm. in that order, and then Iraq. But the economy is the predominant issue. There have been, especially in some of the rural parts of Tennessee, some big plant closings just in the past couple of months where hundreds, and in one case 1,500 people, lost their jobs.
And is there much interest in the race in Tennessee?
Oh, gosh, Brian, there's so much interest in this race.
Really?
Traditionally, Tennessee has its primary a month later, in the middle of March. So usually it's all over by the time the Tennessee primary rolls around. And this year, wanting to get more attention, the state officials moved it up, and everybody's very energized. I mean, normally we don't even have many candidates coming through, so we like the attention.
Sandra Roberts is managing editor of Opinion at the Tennessean in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks very much, Sandra.
My pleasure.